JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, tomorrow's going to be a very good show.
Ooh. Good.
Tomorrow we say goodbye to Matt.
Yes.
The Pollock, Matthew Haight. Actually, with all the crap I've given him, you should know that behind the scenes, truly, I think he's a great intern. He has done pretty much everything we've asked of him. Stop it, Rob, really. He's a good guy. I'm happy to give him a letter of recommendation. And all I ask in return is that he get the word ass tattooed on his arm tomorrow, and he's going to do it.
You're going to give him a letter of recommendation?
Yeah, it's going to say he's an ass.
Hire this ass.
All my best, Don. Uh-huh.
Okay. If you want to. Sometimes you really miss. Man, oh, man. Well, I only have one direction for the tattoo artist tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
To the bone.
Oh, no. He's a good intern, even though we rag on him a lot.
Tomorrow
he gets his tat.
Cool.
Also, maybe tomorrow we'll talk to a guy. We used to have him on our show as a background guy. Remember Travis?
Oh, yeah.
Travis Butler Edlin.
Play the tapes of some of Travis was the guy that did the voice for us for Michael Hughes and,
right,
and Greg Gillespie.
Trying to find where it's under.
On a hidden page now.
It is.
Try page one, Robbie. Try page number one.
Page one.
Page two.
Page two.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, that's not it.
Well, you'll recognize his voice when we get to it.
Mm-hmm. No, can I tell you something, Robbie?
Yes.
You're really good under pressure.
Well, you know what? Thanks for the warning.
Well, excuse me. It's called being spontaneous.
There it is.
I know. You'd like it if I wrote you a note yesterday.
Hurry up. We're burning daylight.
That's Travis. That's
louder, please. We're not getting any younger.
That's Travis. That's
Let's
Travis.
Keep this our secret. La 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 la. And the only other claim to fame he would have would be that he was general manager for one of the fantasy football teams that made it to the playoffs last year.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Thank you, Travis.
There's two other claims to fame. One I know Don prefers, which is that he used to co-host the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Change me, mommy.
And I say that just because Travis loves when I bring it up. Also,
Let's
remember
keep this. Our little secret.
Thanks, right. He was surfing enough porn to slow down the entire mainframe of Fairfax.
That's right. Good call on
and
that
I'm
one.
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
Travis was doing that to the extent where it screwed up the whole network.
Yeah. So Travis Bickle was, and I mean like not like the sports junkie, the like you know the. Are you talking to me?
Right.
What's that? The De Niro movie.
Taxi Driver.
Anyway, Travis, good friend of the show.
I want to sing.
We used to work behind the scenes with us. He is a newsmaker now.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. Maybe you've not heard this, Mike.
I have not heard this.
Travis and his wife are suing a gym in Maryland because they went in. I don't know, you're laughing because Travis is a fat guy.
Yeah.
They went into the gym, and I guess they wanted their money back.
Right.
And the guy behind the counter looked at Travis and said, you've never been in here. You can't have your money back.
Right.
Looked at him and said, you know, you're a fat slob. I've never seen you in here before. We don't give refunds to fat people who don't come to the gym to work out.
Oh, my God.
In a nutshell, is that?
I'm hearing about it for the first
time. Like there aren't fatties?
I don't think they're suing.
Who just told me this story? John did. Hi, John.
Hi. No, they're not actually suing. He went in to cancel the membership, and the guy looked at his cancellation and then looked at him and said, well, you've never been here. Why do you want to cancel?
But it's in the newspaper, right?
Right.
I sent you the article. You have it at home when you get home.
It's a feature story.
Wow.
With a happy ending.
So they actually, the guy behind.
Name a good cheese.
Oh, so the guy, because he's fat, says, you've never been in here, and that's the dispute, and now he's gone public with it.
Yes, and actually, they apparently did not blow up or cancel their relationship. They or their membership. They went and they've been losing weight.
Well, see, then happy endings all around.
Who needs? Well, then, you know, once again, I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm fed information outside that I apparently I'm
was
the one.
Was it wistful thinking on your part that you wanted him suing the health club or what?
No, I mean that part. Maybe I was exaggerating, but it wasn't portrayed to me outside like it had a happy ending. It was like, hey, I just talked to Cameron, you know, Travis is in the newspaper because he joined a health club and they wouldn't let him quit because he's fat.
But if they mended the fences on this, how come they're in the newspaper?
because it was an interesting story.
Really? I don't get it.
So there's more to the story, I'm sure.
All right. Well, John, do you know anything more about it?
Well, it was in the Frederick newspaper, so I guess that passes as news.
Frederick. Ah, wonderful Frederick.
All right, well, I'm sorry that I brought it up about Travis, because apparently the story has a happy ending.
Does this mean he's not going to be on the show?
No.
Have you no Desitin?
Is there a chance that if you read the article and there's something in there you want to grill Travis on, it'll still be on the show?
Oh, sure, Mike, of
course.
Okay,
very good.
Here it is. Hold on. We got it right here. What is this? Our old friend Travis Butler Edlin.
Yes. Okay.
So I click now on the link. Here we go. Come on. Come on, Big Box.
I smell halibut.
Rob Spiewak writes, he settled out of court for 6 pints of ice cream.
He's losing weight. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, as soon as this thing loads, I'll let you know.
We'll find out exactly what the details are, but it was Travis. He's fat, and it was a health club. Yeah.
Apparently, there's nothing to it, though.
No, it doesn't sound, you know, when people patch things up, no. I mean, if you go into a health club, you're a fat guy, and someone gives you a hard time,
you know, I guess,
take a poke at him.
I take responsibility. I filled in the blank about suing because I figured why else would it be in the newspaper?
Well, and you know what?
Would John tell me that Travis, a fat guy, couldn't go to the gym because he was a fat guy?
You know what I'm going to do? I'll call Travis tonight, and in between tonight and tomorrow's show, I'll have him sue him.
we'll turn this around.
Be much more interesting.
Couple fines, less in more. Okay, I've got it.
There's a picture of him, too.
The Edlins.
Is there a picture?
In color.
Yeah, there is.
There's a picture
on the web.
Is this Frederick, Maryland?
Yeah. I just lost the stupid thing. Oh. Never mind.
Oh, well. All right.
Well Buzz, you seem to know more about it than I do.
I've read the article.
Well, can you summarize it, please?
Well, I could. It'll spoil a surprise. But actually what happens is that the trainer at the Gold's Gym convinces Travis and his lovely bride that they really do, for the sake of their health, need to not quit the health club and work out. And the guy says to him, I don't care if you maintain your membership here or somewhere else, you need some kind of a personal training program. So they're on the program, they're losing weight, and they're loving it.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
No.
That's no
a
fun.
PR piece for the health club.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Really, the thing that makes that interesting, if Travis looks at the trainer and goes, well, then F you.
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
We were just pleased he made the news.
All right.
I don't know if I'd like a skinny Travis.
I don't want him to be skinny.
The world doesn't
you know
want
what?
That.
I think we ought to get him on the show tomorrow to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
See if we can reverse that happy ending.
There's an idea.
Hey.
I don't want to live in a world where there's a skinny Travis.
Doesn't work. No. Doesn't work for me at all.
Get him a membership at a donut shop.
A membership. Rob, you know that business idea failed. Failed miserably.
Not again.
There's no profit in
Travis
that.
Travis and Marissa Edlin drove 10 minutes to their Gold's Gym. Mm-hmm. They were determined to cancel their membership. We'd been there a couple of times in the first month, says Travis.
and that's
this is funny. Hey.
Chris Maddox, co-owner at Gold's, says they both weighed 300 pounds. At least they looked like it. I was like, have you two ever been here before? Because if you have, I haven't seen you.
Hurry up. We're burning daylight.
Not one to mince words. Oh, I just lost the connection.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe it's worth hearing.
I think the story is worth hearing. I never knew that they dialed in his actual weight.
It was, an estimate. But still.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
Significant.
Sure.
Okay, hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there. I'll try to find out more about this. I guess I should ask more questions myself.
You.
I'm a bad reporter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like the type of guy that would break into the breaking news. You know, and then I'd have to come back and say, oh, I got it all wrong.
Yeah, you would have been the kind of reporter that would have come on and said, oh, big news out of New York. Donald Trump has shot Rosie O'Donnell.
But we did find the tape from Do the Right Thing.
Right. Okay. Oh, good.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth.
Ruth.
Here I am. Am I here? You know it.
Yeah.
It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter. The matters they platter. And that's the truth.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio. doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. I have today's forecast for you. Hot!
There you go.
I love it. I do indeed.
Now I got the thing up here.
Oh, you got Travis's thing?
Yeah, I got Travis's thing.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so they both weighed 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
At least they look like it. Maddox remembered. I was like, have you two ever been here before? If you haven't, I haven't seen you. Not one to mince words, the certified EMT bluntly informed the Edlins of what lied ahead as they completed the paperwork. You're out of breath and sweaty from walking 5 feet from the parking lot, said Maddox. You're going to die.
See?
Wow.
This show's going to be funny.
This is better than I could have ever hoped. I think we need to get him on the show.
I don't care if you join here or somewhere else, Maddox continued. You need to change your life.
Right.
Travis became so enraged, he threw the cancellation form across the desk. However, second thoughts crept in when they got home.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity and diabetes run in their families.
Not laughing matters.
No, not at all. Hey, not a laughing matter, everyone.
Straight faces all around.
I've never laughed at diabetes.
There's a lot of stuff here. Travis said he could do 2 push-ups at the outset. Maddox says 0.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Travis does 12 easily.
That's significant.
Quote, that is. Quote, more if I push it.
Very good. He's needed this for a long time.
It hasn't been roses, of course.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They don't dine at their favorite fondue restaurant. Not since Valentine's Day.
Have a fondant.
I really think we should have him on the show with bananas on top.
Travis says I had to buy everything at big and tall shops or online.
Yeah.
I'm an XL for the first time since I was 12.
Hey, that's good, Travis.
All right.
Way to go.
Well, all right. Yeah, let's talk to him tomorrow.
Absolutely.
He's a good guy.
Not exactly the story that I had thought, but it's interesting nonetheless now that we hear it.
Absolutely. And he's a friend, so we should chat with him.
Newsmaker. Layers. Travis Bickle.
That's right.
Layers like an onion.
Peel him back.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. Well, the college kid who caught Barry Bonds' 756th home run ball may have to pay a giant tax bill. 21-year-old Matt Murphy's been told the ball might already be worth $500,000 to collect.
Jerk off New Yorker, too.
And yeah.
Every time you see that guy, he may, hey, I'm this guy from New York! Mm-hmm.
Just a lucky break. Just a lucky break happened to buy a ticket that day to go into the ballpark.
He knows that. As he puts it, I won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And just like lottery winners, he'll probably have to pay $200,000 just to keep the ball. And he says he does plan to keep it.
Do you know why he ended up in San Francisco?
He was going to Australia.
But do you know why?
Why?
Because his best friend's sister is the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine, Abigail Breslin.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And she's shooting a movie in Australia. They were going to visit her.
That's it. Oh, so that's 6 degrees of separation.
Going to visit a movie star.
He's totally hit by the lucky stuff.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. You know, I'm not ready to go visit the movie star yet. First, I have to catch this ball.
I don't understand, though, why you would have to pay $200,000 just to keep the ball. What, because of the estimated value of it?
Veteran New York tax lawyer John Barry has your answer. Quoting him, it was income based on its value as of yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. That sucks. So the government can come at you.
Yeah.
So you really would. So he wants to keep the ball?
Especially if a tax lawyer points it out on national radio and television.
Does he want to keep it or sell it?
He's decided
he's
to keep it. He
wants
to keep,
really?
He's changed today, this evening, this afternoon, he said he does plan to and hopes to keep the ball. He's going to have to come up with the $200,000 in tax.
You know, Barry Bonds hit another one last night,
yep.
Almost making that ball irrelevant, although it will be important at some point.
Well, they say A-Rod's going to make him irrelevant eventually. That's why I would say right now, I mean, you sell that baseball right away. I think this is the time to sell it. I don't necessarily think it's going to be that big a deal down the road. I know memorabilia appreciates in value, but I think you strike while the iron's hot.
I would sell it to Travis because he would eat it.
Yes. Well, and then his trainer would say, very good. Here's your cancellation form back.
No. How about this? What if he took the ball and sold it to, like, his dad for $1?
Right.
Kept it in the family, and then the value of it is only $1.
That's like a rich guy tax loophole. That's how rich guys do it.
I bet there's a way around it.
I don't think the government should be able to come after you because you caught a ball in a stand. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, even if it does have that estimated value, that still is BS.
Because that's a tax bill on steroids.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah!
You know, it's not Friday yet. Calm your ass down.
It's not Friday.
Yeah, it's not Friday, Rob.
Damn it.
Could this happen in your town? Is the steak shortage in New York the beginning of a trend? And it's all because of global warming, which has led to an increase in the production of the alternate fuel known as ethanol, which has driven up the demand and the price for corn, which is also used to feed the cattle we slaughter for steak. That has driven up steak prices, and in New York, it's caused shortages. Specifically, corn.
Somebody call Travis if there's a steak shortage.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I smell halibut. Nope, can't really decide.
About what?
Can you help me make a decision?
Yes, what's the decision, Travis?
Sensible slacks or a skirt?
I can name that steak in 12 push-ups.
Tell me about cheese.
Specifically, corn is the best cattle feed for producing the best steak. So it's the good expensive cuts that are getting more expensive and harder to get. Or is this...
Would you admit that to the newspaper? I can do 12 push-ups.
Well, that's the improved statistic.
Up from two, yeah. I'd be proud of that.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
That's six times the number of push-ups he could do before.
That's wonderful.
Buzz, you're such a loyal friend.
For me, the glass is always half full.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
I know.
And he was a fine general manager for my team.
Yes. Red. In a box. Warm to the touch.
He's definitely going to be on the show now.
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
Mm-hmm. You know, for Travis, the plate is always half full.
You know.
That's pretty good.
We're all guilty of that. My God.
I know.
Listen to us.
But I love Travis the most.
It's too much fun.
Well, maybe the steak shortage is temporary. To quote one steakhouse owner, in the summertime, there's always a demand for more meat. The rapid spread of steakhouses has also been a factor. Now, this isn't really news to anybody who's followed population trends, but the mainstream media is reporting today that racial minorities are now the majorities in 1 out of 10 American counties.
Are you listening, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
They're quoting a Brookings Institute study that says whites are the minority in 1 out of 3 of our most populous counties.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
They uncovered some other interesting stuff. In Los Angeles County, less than 29% of the people there are white.
La, la, la.
But there are more blacks in Houston than there are in L.A. And there are more Hispanics in Washington, D.C. than there are in El Paso, Texas.
Tell me about it.
Chicago now has a bigger Asian population than Honolulu. Everything you know is wrong. And finally...
Yeah.
I almost led this with the news this evening, with this important nugget of consumer news. A man in suburban Houston is suing 1-800-Flowers. The company sent a card to his house thanking him for his business. The company then got a call from the man's wife demanding to know what the hell they were talking about. She didn't get any flowers. Uh-uh. But somebody did, along with the note, just wanted to say I love you and you mean the world to me.
Oh, my.
The company cheerfully faxed the missus a copy of the order, even though the guy had instructed them to keep this on the QT and not to send him a printed receipt.
God damn, guys are stupid,
yeah,
aren't they?
Absolute idiots.
We are dumb.
Go to the flower shop and pick up the flowers.
Cash!
Really?
He's now suing 1-800-Flowers for $1 million.
He's going to lose.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Ow! So he's suing, but Travis is not suing.
That's right.
Right.
Where is the justice there, huh?
Goodbye and goodbye.
All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now, this must end.
I know. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hello there.
And head.
Are you busy tonight?
Watching football.
Oh, because I'm headed to my favorite fondue restaurant.
And I'm going to my car where I'll be out of breath.
12.
Twelve.
This is the Don and Mike Show.